This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Now, this is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on the Press Box. Nick is here, I'm here, that means you're there, and we're going to have a hell of a good time for the next 3 hours, as we have plenty to talk about. For only the second time in the history of the state of Texas, we have a national basketball champion. Sick 'em! Bears, as Baylor pulls off the, for most, unimaginable, for some, very pleasurable, as Bears Nation is extremely happy.
They are indeed, as they should. Congrats to the Baylor Bears. I tweeted it out last night, and a job well done. They are clear. They put a whooping on Gonzaga, and Suggs just looked absolutely defeated. Didn't expect it to go down like that, but it did indeed, and congrats to Baylor, because that is how many decades of...
A lot.
I mean...
Since the 50s. And so, and here's the thing, Nick, on Suggs. You know what he was? He was a freshman last night. For the first time in a long time, he was a guy that wanted to do too much.
Yep.
That
saw it in his body language.
Yeah, that tried to do too much early, got in foul trouble, and kind of set his team back. Then when he got back onto the court, he was pressing. And look, for as good as Gonzaga was all year, and I stand by what I said, and I don't care how many people have different opinions, that's fine. That's why we're all here. I really believe that Saturday night took a lot out of the Zags, too.
Oh, yeah. And AJ doesn't – I talked to AJ about this. He felt like they weren't going to be tired. And I was like – and I kind of agreed with them. They're 18, 19, 20-year-olds, and they should have plenty of energy. But I do believe in mental draining. I do believe in stress causing you tired even when you're in shape. I do genuinely believe in that. So that could have been a factor. It couldn't have. Maybe they just got beat. Maybe when the momentum got too tough, they were like, man, what do we do in this situation? You do got to consider they're, you know, undefeated in this entire time.
But let me set that table for you, Nick, right? Because I understand. I heard you and AJ, and we talked about it after our show yesterday when they were getting ready for theirs. And I understand the age, and you're supposed to be able to bounce back. But here's the thing. You're talking about a team that whacked everybody they played all year long. They beat everybody by 10-plus. The West Virginia game, I think, might have been 7. Other than that, everything was 10-plus.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, you kind of coast in the second half of games. A lot of times you're not finishing them. If you are finishing them, you're just going through the motions because you've got the game in hand. You don't want to get hurt. And now all of a sudden in the national championship game or the national semifinal, you're pressed to the limit to which all your starters and rotational players are playing way, way extra minutes. And you know that when you are playing with a lot more on the line with the intensity, you're also grinding a lot harder on your muscles. So as much as I hear you, they're 19, 20-year-olds are supposed to bounce back. I believe that as much as it was mentally taxing, I believe it did take a toll on their bodies. I believe whether they want to admit it or not, or they felt it or not, and how much treatment they got or not, I believe that we saw a Gonzaga team that mentally and physically looked like that it might have hit a wall.
And I caught a few minutes of Mark Few's post-game presser, and I'm not sure if I didn't, not the entire presser, but I'm sure I'm not sure, actually. I don't know if he addressed whether or not he felt like his team was tired or mentally tired. But, hey, I mean, look, it's not like they can't get tired. You've been playing basketball at a high level for a very long time, so it's not like it's impossible. But just seeing the way he carried himself when he passed up on the ball instead of initiating the play and trying to score himself, you saw a very defeated Suggs. And so I think that, you know, played a big factor in it. I think the momentum going against them played a massive factor from a mental standpoint. And it's just an unfortunate situation for Gonzaga, but a great situation for Baylor because the Texas team won. You know, I wanted them to win. I'm not celebrating Baylor to win, but I did want them to win.
Do you feel better as a Cougar fan?
A little bit,
of the fact
but not
that
too much.
You lost to the eventual national
Quentin
champ.
Quentin asked me that question. I don't feel that much better about it, honestly. I don't know if what other Cougs fans feel about it, but I don't feel better that about losing to Baylor because Baylor won the national championship. I just don't see it that way. I can see how some Coug fans see it that way. I don't see it that way myself.
Yeah, I just, to me, I think as a Cougs fan, it was a successful season no matter what. The fact that you got beat in the same exact fashion as Gonzaga got beat. You got beat by a team that absolutely pressed your ass and put you in uncomfortable positions from the jump ball.
Yeah.
And the Cougs survived it for the first several minutes before it really hit them. Gonzaga didn't have that luxury. Gonzaga was down 9 before you blinked your eyes.
Yeah.
And it just it progressively got worse. Once it got over 10, it never got back to single digits. They did make little runs, but to Baylor's credit, and again, I get it. Their guards and the way they shot the 3-ball was just unconscious. I mean, on fire.
Yeah.
But even if they didn't, there's not a whole lot in me now, having watched them play, that believe that with the same scenario playing out with what Gonzaga had to deal with UCLA and the way Baylor got there, there's not a whole lot in me that believes, even if they didn't shoot it quite as well from 3, the second chance, right off the jump ball, the fact that Baylor got 3 offensive rebounds before they finally scored.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Set the tone for the entire game.
Yeah, and Fred Fowler said this as much. You can't really expect to win if you go down 10 points against this Baylor squad. If you start going down 10 or more points against this Baylor squad, now you're in a whole different type of battle. You're in a whole it's just really tough. Not impossible, right, but really, really
you
tough.
You dig yourself a hole because of the fact that there's no let up in those guys.
Yeah.
And their centers might not be 7 foot, but you know what? They're strong. They're athletic. They're bouncy. They keep balls alive. They're incredibly strong when securing the basketball. And like I said, it's a 4-guard lineup, really, not just a 3-guard lineup. But when their two studs start...
For a point guard lineup, right?
Yeah, and I love Mitchell's game. Because Mitchell, and they were great about it, when he starts dancing, you're in trouble. That means when he starts getting his whole body involved in his head and shoulder fake while he's dribbling, yeah, it's like Harden before a step back. You know the inevitable's coming, and there's nothing you can do to stop
it. That guy creates for others so well, and he's such an energetic player on offense, does super well on his perimeter defense. I mean, he has to be one of the more likable players on that squad, I would imagine. I mean, the guy is just an absolute hustler. So, again, congrats to Baylor. They for once, they're in the news for some good things, right, instead of bad things. Deshaun Watson, on the other hand.
Yeah, and I know that you were gathering
some audio. Not so much.
Now that we've got at least one Jane Doe that actually has a name and a face, and she's talking, and Tony Busby had a press conference at noon.
Ashley Solis is her name. Ashley Solis is the first victim to identify herself, also the first one to file a lawsuit, according to Busby. This is what Busby sounded like, and then we'll hear from Ashley Solis.
The first person, in fact, I believe the most important person that I want to introduce you to is Ashley Solis. Ashley Solis is the reason we're all here. Ashley Solis came to me and told me a very troubling story about Deshaun Watson. I spoke to her many different times. I discouraged her from coming forward. I discouraged her because I knew this would be the reaction. Ashley Solis is a very brave person. She's very brave. She was the first individual who filed a lawsuit. It is because of her bravery that we are here. She has been a pioneer. You have heard from the Watson team that they want to know the identity of these victims, that maybe they don't even exist. that we've been trying to hide their identity. Well, that is not true. I introduce you, Ashley Solis. She will not be bullied. And she has a statement she would like to read.
So that's just Busby setting it up. And then he also, before this happens, he does introduce a set of lawyers, one of which was like a CEO of a firm. And he goes into that introduction, then goes into his intro, and then he introduces Ashley Solis, who comes out, and it gets pretty bad.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ashley Solis. Remember that name? I hope every woman and man out there who is a survivor hears my story, and I hope my story gives them courage to speak out. It has taken me a long time to get to this point, to come out publicly and speak my truth. I know a lot of you are probably wondering who I was or if I even existed. I was afraid. I'm not afraid anymore. And I do exist. I'm here to take back the power and take back control. I am a survivor of assault and harassment. Deshaun Watson is my assaulter and my harasser.
Assaulter and harasser.
Yeah.
Not just the assaulter and harasser. So she is pretty emotional and she looks pretty distraught pretty much through the entire press conference. She doesn't talk for the entirety of the press conference, but the press conference in its entirety took about 45 minutes. He streamed it from, I guess, his Facebook channel, The Busby Firm. And there's some telling cuts and we'll play more. One in particular, I think, Joel, you're going to go crazy when you hear it. It's just it gets pretty bad, and it just makes you wonder, is it over for Deshaun Watson at this point, if it doesn't go criminal?
Yeah, you know what, that's the
you know
thing.
What I mean,
here's the thing, Nick. I go back to something that it keeps rattling in my head, what I said to you a couple weeks ago. No one's gonna win here. The Texans fans aren't gonna win no matter how this plays out, because their quarterback is done. The value of their quarterback from a tradability standpoint is done. Whether he plays here, elsewhere, or never plays again, your future now is muddled in terms of where you go.
Yeah.
From Ashley Solis and all these other victims, whether you get paid or not, and that was your bottom line end game, or it is all about exposing Deshaun Watson and taking back control and letting everybody know what you've been through. You've already been damaged. You've already been through a lot. And whether you get some kind of a payback for it or not, it's not going to change what you've been through. From the Texans organization to everybody that has something to do with what's going on, it's not a positive, it won't be a positive, and it won't end in a positive fashion. I can't see now, as I hear that audio, as I see the criminal charges, at least one victim talking to the police now, and the 22 total cases civilly, I cannot see how there's any way, shape, or form Deshaun comes out of this unscathed. I think on top of that, with the move the Panthers made yesterday, the Niners previous to that, the number of teams that were very, very interested in Deshaun before, and I heard Lance talking this morning that Carolina was doing extra due diligence for quite a while because they were that focused on Deshaun, and at a certain point they just decided, nope, it's time to move on.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, what are you going to do? You don't even know. As you're Carolina, I'm not even sure the Texans completely know what's going to happen. So when you see an outside team like Carolina who was really genuinely interested in that team, you put in all that effort, and every time you put more and more effort into making up trades or potential possibilities of him coming on to this team, another lawsuit is brought out. Another lawsuit is brought out. Another lawsuit is filed. So every time you do more work on what you could potentially give up to get a guy like Deshaun Watson, Busby comes out with another lawsuit. It becomes discouraging.
I think the other thing too, Nick, is from a Texans fan's perspective, I think they were starting to come to grips with the fact that they weren't going to have Deshaun Watson as their quarterback anymore. But yeah. I think as part of coming to grips with that, the reality was, we're going to get multiple draft picks. We're going to get a player or two. It's going to help progress us towards starting over and moving forward in the positive direction. Now, it's only 50% true. You're probably not going to have Deshaun Watson as your quarterback, at least this year, maybe never again. You're not going to get anything for him. And if you do, it's going to be at a greatly discounted rate from a team that's going to take a flyer. And the only team that could benefit is if they somehow, some way, find a way to get him out enough to where he plays again. But overall, as a Texans fan, couldn't end any worse.
Yeah, it's terrible. As a matter of fact, she went on, and we'll play some of it later. Yeah. Her father is a Texans fan. And every time he hears the word Texans or Deshaun Watson, he turns red and he starts to get angry because that's his daughter. And Deshaun, sure. I mean, so it's just not a good look for Deshaun Watson at all.
I heard Cal decided to make a statement yesterday. You can only imagine the deep thought that went into it and how much sincerity that Cal had about the entire process.
We're going to build a wall.
And we build a wall around the stadium, and we will not let Deshaun near it because that's what we're going to do. I'm hungry. And who wants to play next game? I've got video games in my office.
So we've got lots to get to on that front. We continue talking about the national championship game last night. Oh, by the way, if a tree falls in the woods and the Rockets jumped on it, you wouldn't know because they lost again last night. But at least they did what I've asked them to do.
Shocker.
Which is a good sign for Rockets fans. If they stay in it for 3.5 quarters and find a way to lose at the end, they're doing exactly everything you could ask for because they need to lose, but they at least need to show you that there's some fight in them and they can compete with teams. People don't realize over the last 2 months, the best record in the NBA is the Phoenix Suns. So the fact that you hung with them until the bitter end and lost by 3 points, moral victory for the Rockets, fantastic victory for the season because you're going to lose as much as possible to keep your pick. So that happened.
And the Angels fans think they can throw inflatable trash cans on the field and get away with it.
And I made the mistake of staying up for the end of that game and watch Joe Smith implode and watch the lead turn into a deficit and watch them lose their first game of the year. And then I couldn't sleep because I was pissed. So maybe you guys are like me, and we went through that. But at the same time, we're back in the studio, and we've got lots to get to today. We want you to be a part of it. So we see you guys calling and texting and tweeting, and we love that. If you want to use the HRNP listener line, we are in studio today. Calls are a lot easier, 713-780-3776. Also, text that number. Hit us up on Twitch and Twitter. On Twitter, it's at the producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. And we'll get to you and get you in as part of the discussions. And before we get to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Telling you about them for a long time now. Josh Pesikoff runs a tight ship and a really well-done process for Houstonians when they want to get their energy provider to a safe, credible company with great rates that's 100% honest all of the time. Infuse takes pride in being honest. They're enthusiastic about taking care of you and making sure that you get the kind of rate and deal that you're expecting, not one that's forced down your throat. They love ESPN listeners, too. You mention ESPN 97.5 when you call them or get in contact with them. Your first bill gets a $25 bill credit just for being a listener. You can go to InfuseEnergy.com, but I encourage you to call them. 844-INFUSE2. 844-463-8732. You're going to get a human being on the phone, not an automated system. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them. They're going to pinpoint when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and the best rate and deal they can possibly give you. And simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back with the best ratings in the business. 5 out of 5 stars from the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. Check them out today. Tell them I sent you by. They're good people doing great things, giving you the best rates possible. It's Infuse Energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar with a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.
Is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
Just getting it rolling on a very interesting day in sports and otherwise in the Houston area. As we know now who our national champion is in college basketball. Congratulations again to the Baylor Bears. And we know that the Cougs had a great season, and it looks like they're going to be able to reload and keep going. That's fantastic. Astros, if you didn't stay up late, had the lead the whole damn game. And then Joe Smith happened, and he happened to load the bases with nobody out. Then he exited so that Blake Taylor could come in and give up a couple of singles. And before you knew it, a two-run lead was a one-run deficit, and they end up losing by one run, 7-6, and it pissed me off.
Bounce back game, baby. It's all good. I expected the broadcast, the Angels broadcast, to not really care when they noticed those trash cans.
Yeah, the ass clowns in Anaheim that took a little bit too much theatrics from Disney decided to throw up blow up garbage cans, and then physically took a garbage can from the stands and threw it in the... Grow up, people.
Trash can on the field. I'm guessing that's an inflatable trash can that has been shared on the field. I don't know that I've ever seen an inflatable trash can. Not quite like in real life purposes. I understand the purpose it serves in this game, the fan taunting the visiting team.
Got a little bit of a smile from Jose Altuve. I don't blame him. Long, very, very good major league career as a player and an outstanding career.
It was raining trash cans. Now that's the real deal.
I guess if the Astros weren't your team, you would take great joy in that, I would imagine.
Would you, though? I mean, we're so...
I don't care.
We're more than a year removed from it now. At what point does it get old? I mean...
And I remember, I told you that I disagreed with Charlie about it going to be let off, and then five games into the season, a trash can's on the field. It's not going to stop. Like, it's not going to stop. They have not had their chance to go at the Astros at 100% capacity. And when they do that, they might feel better about it because no one has forgot. No one has forgot. But, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the Astros a little bit later. I want to play this other clip because I really want you to react to this because I think it's absolutely crazy.
This is what, Ashley Solis?
Correct. Ashley Solis, first victim to identify herself. Tony Busby, the attorney, had a press conference about an hour ago. It was about 45 minutes long. We played the first audio clip. We played Busby's intro. This is the second clip of audio of Ashley Solis talking about one or more of her the incidents that she had with Deshaun Watson.
I think of his penis touching me, which sends me into a tailspin. I suffer from panic attacks, anxiety, and depression. I am in counseling as a result of Deshaun Watson's actions. I hope he knows how much pain he's inflicted on me emotionally and physically. And I hope he knows how much pain he has inflicted on these other survivors. My father, who was once a diehard Texans fan, can no longer mention his name without turning red, seething with disappointment. I think that's the most heartbreaking aspect of it all. We were all deceived into thinking Deshaun Watson was a good guy. And unfortunately, we know that good guys can do terrible things.
Woo!
I mean,
it's getting pretty deep now.
It is. And the thing is that forget the spotless reputation of Deshaun Watson. It goes deeper than that now, and obviously, and a whole lot further, because if he's sitting wherever he is in seclusion with every passing day and now hearing this, you have to have a ton of remorse and regret. Otherwise, there's just something completely wrong with you. But regardless of that, you have to also be sitting back going, I may never play football again.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you may not see life again. You may not see free. If it gets bad enough, you may be on lockdown for the rest of your life. That's what. I mean, this guy cannot even go out to eat. Probably he's probably ordering his food in.
Yes,
he could not be seen in the public. Everything probably has to be catered for Deshaun Watson right now, because showing his face is probably not a good idea. And I actually would imagine that being, especially here in Houston. But wouldn't be surprised if he was caught in public outside the city of Houston that someone might say something to, because you never know. There's football fans everywhere.
Think about it, Nick. You could walk into any place in Houston before all this went down, and people's eyes would light up, smiles on their faces. Deshaun Watson, the star quarterback and really good dude. God, I want to see him. God, I'd like to get an autograph and a picture. I remember the videos on all the social media when he was just driving down the street. People were rolling down their windows, honking their horn, waving, loving Deshaun. Now, the rest of his life, dare I say, if he is indeed a free man for all of this and it doesn't end up doing any time because of any kind of legal action, there's a side eye. He can walk by and someone might give you a casual nod or a fake or forced smile, but the minute he passes, there's going to be that side eye of going, you're that guy, huh?
Yeah, always, always, probably for the rest of his life, even if he gets out of this situation somehow. I think that there's always going to be that side eye.
Also, think about this, Nick. He was in an extreme position of power. This is a guy that dictated not only his own future, but where that future would take place.
Yeah.
He came with a strong arm to the Texans. He was the one dictating the process, saying, I want it out. They were kissing his ass. He was the one saying, doesn't matter, because as long as Cal is still there, nothing else is going to change, going to be good enough for me. I got to go. Now suddenly, he's going to go, it looks like, and it's completely out of his control. He went from an extreme position of power to having to sit back and watch in the courts and otherwise everybody else dictate his future.
What is Rusty Harden thinking right now? Like, bro, like, okay, I get it. You've got some issues, but I'm going to go ahead and defend you. But this looks bad. You got anything else you want to tell me?
what is he telling him right now? If you're Rusty Harden and your record is impeccable and the guys that you've helped to get off from Roger Clemens to Steve Francis to all the different guys you've represented.
The goal doesn't change for Rusty, buddy. He's going to try and do the same for Deshaun Watson.
As well he should. And regardless, financially, he's going to be rewarded. But the molehill becomes a bigger mountain every single day with all these mounting cases and this evidence. And no matter how sleazy Tony Busby is, there's more and more believability and legitimate cases to be made and believability from the fans and the casual observers perspective every single day with all this information. Now you can actually, instead of Jane Doe 1, Jane Doe 2, Jane Doe 22,
right.
Now you can actually put a name and a face and a story and emotions with at least one of the victims. This could be as damaging as anything to this point.
Hey, she came out to that podium and she did it. So good for her, good for Ashley Solis. And here's more from the press conference that happened about an hour ago.
Deshaun Watson assaulted and harassed me on March 30th, 2020, in my own home, doing what I love most, massage therapy. I am a licensed massage therapist. Now that that profession that I love so much has been forever tainted. I'm deeply saddened, but not surprised to see so much victim blaming in the press and by online commenters. And they have absolutely no idea what I'm going through or what happened to me. No idea.
So she is a licensed massage therapist.
Correct. And she has the specific date.
That's important.
As to when she was assaulted, a very specific date. So they can probably look back at that timeline, whether it's DMs or tweets or text messages or anything that can be documented from a digital footprint standpoint and kind of go back and align it with that date, March 30th of 2020. So this is right when the shutdown happened. The shutdown didn't officially happen in March, did it? Did it happen in April? I believe it happened in April. That's when we got shut down.
Yeah, maybe that sounds.
I believe it was ballpark. April.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint.
It was March, April. It was right around then. So this is like right when the pandemic is really hitting, and no one knows that Deshaun Watson is doing something like this right now. You know, everybody is just thinking, you know, am I going to lose my job, livelihood, stuff like that? I don't think any of the Texans fan were actually thinking like that.
Now
you know?
We got to put two and two together. We got to put her. She's victim one, right? I think that's what he referred to her as the first one, the one that got the whole process started.
Correct.
We'll have to go back and at some point research what was in that document in the civil case.
Uh-huh.
But because at the same, there's a lot of people asking questions about, well, if he did that to you, why didn't you end the session immediately? And why did you do multiple sessions with him? I don't know if that's true, if she did or not. But I think that also, if you put yourself in that position, and if you're a licensed massage therapist, and I think that because you're dealing with a celebrity, whether this is fair or not or true or not, I think this is reality.
Yeah.
I think if you put yourself in that position and say, I would like to make a name for myself. I also would like to obviously make my business very profitable. I'm going to try and look past some of this with Deshaun Watson, because if he starts telling others and more players and other people start coming to me, and I can build a really good business, and I can continue to build my business, and I can continue to get, you know, people to say back me, that this could really be something for me. So I think that it's real easy on the outside to say, why don't you stop right there and walk away? It's Deshaun Watson. He carries a lot of clout. He also carries a lot of.
But even if he wasn't Deshaun Watson, honestly, Joel, if you're a woman and you're scared and you're put in that position, sometimes you don't make moves that you normally would.
True. You also fear for your safety, right?
So sometimes you might freeze. Sometimes some people are not very combative. Some people don't like conflict.
That's
so
my
they
point
freeze.
Too. My point is, it's real easy on the outside for our listeners to say, "Well, I think she's full of BS because she should have just left." You're in a room one-on-one with a grown-ass man that's an NFL football player. Whether you're in your house or an office or whatever the setting is, in no matter at wherever all these other ones took place, the fact of the matter is there's a lot going through your head. And like I said, and also from a business perspective, we see how with all this documentation, so-and-so told me to call her. So-and-so and so-and-so had positive experiences, suggested that I go here. So word of mouth, credibility, profitability, all connected. And as a person trying to build up their business as a licensed masseuse, there's a ton going through your head. And unless you've actually been in that situation, I'd be careful how you judge the flippant remarks that we've been getting here on the show.
Yeah, it's a tough situation for anybody, but we'll talk more on the other side.
All right, half hour into the program, lots more opportunities for you to get in. You want to get something off your chest you've had on your mind you want to bring to the show? Call us, text us, tweet us, twitch us. We're here for you as the press box keeps rolling on. It's Nick and Joel on a Tuesday, ESPN.
Can't get enough of your favorite ESPN 97.5 show. We've got just the thing for you, and it's not f***ing safe for work.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
For all the uncensored interaction, head over to twitch.tv/ESPN97.5.
Say what?
Paid for by Labyrinth Labs. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
This incident has impacted me in many ways, and those ways are hard to describe. I feel a range of emotions, guilt, embarrassment, shame, courage, anger, sadness, and numbness. Some days I feel like a hero. Other days I feel like a failure.
More of Ashley Solis as she was part of the Tony Busby press conference that started at noon today and shed a whole lot more light and putting a face and a name with Jane Doe victim one of the 22 that have now been filed civilly. One victim is also talking to Houston police, though I don't believe charges to this point have been issued.
The only thing I saw on that was the tweet by HPD after we got off the air that there was a filed complaint. So I don't know. I mean, the investigation is official by HPD. Whether or not it's officially become criminal, I think, is yet to be determined. Or at least that status has not been revealed yet.
And I think that the real issue with a lot of the comments that we got when this subject comes up,
I know.
Is the fact that, one, like I said, before you take pot shots and start poking holes at her case, put yourself in her shoes. But
sure.
Also,
sure.
From the standpoint of, there's a whole lot of you with your opinions that are coming from a place where you want him to be vindicated because you need him to be your quarterback, and that's the way you're thinking about this. That's not the right way to go about this.
Yeah, fans will definitely do that. But at the same time, I'm not mad. I'm not mad if you're trying to poke holes in the case, as crazy as that sounds, because that's kind of what lawyers do. If you're trying to come up with, look, both sides and just be simply objective and fair, I can understand that. But it's kind of hard for people around you to believe or really expect that you're being objective in the event that you're really a Texans fan. You know what I mean? So that's why it's always a bad look. I think some of these cases, there might be a chance that some of these women are lying. I agree with that. But what they did is they changed the whole landscape of this situation by bringing one of the accusers to the forefront in a press conference. She identifies herself officially. She's even saying, remember that name.
This is the first time Busby has brought some real credibility.
Serious.
Aside from just strength in numbers of how many cases, this is the first time with a Busby social media post or a press conference or whatever that he put out there for the media, that it's making everybody take a step back. Because like I said, from a fan's perspective, you're selfishly thinking about from the idea of, I hope he has to get out of all these things because we need him or we need to be able to trade him. And that's not the way to look at this. Because as I've said all along, all it takes is one that's legit. All it takes is one of the victims that has a legitimate case. And whether it's civil or legal, it doesn't matter. Because, look, for one thing, the damage is already done. Purely from a football fan's perspective, looking at this case, the damage is already done. And I'm not trying to be selfish here. I'm talking about on a sports program, the way that some of these fans are thinking. Let me break it down for you. The value of Deshaun Watson is gone compared to what it was. It's completely tabled right now because no one's touching him. And the teams that were interested in trying to acquire him now have moved on. And the draft is coming. And more teams that had the kind of assets that you were after anyway are passing. And if they engage now, they're looking for the bargain of a lifetime. From Deshaun's standpoint, you don't know if this guy's ever going to play football again. So whether he plays for you, elsewhere, or nobody, it's dire straits, folks. And that's just all from a sports perspective. From a Texans perspective, you couldn't be in a worse situation because you already pissed him off and he wasn't going to play for you anyway. Now it looks like he may not play for anybody. And if he does, good luck trying to find a team that wants him. So that's just the sports aspect of it. Now, reality says we really need to be focused on, it's easy to say they're all money cash grabs. They're all just trying to be out there to try and figure out, can they cash in and what are they getting out of it and what's their motive and are they making it up? Are they serious? Everything that she just did and the way they just did this is the first time that you have to step back, Texans fan, with those kind of opinions and say, okay, timeout. Pause button. It looks like, it sounds like there's a lot of legitimacy to what she said.
Texans fan or not, I mean, you really can't. It's going to be really easy for you to look terrible by defending him right now because there's not all the facts are out there. So you can be that person. You can defend the accuser. You can defend Deshaun Watson. But the reality is not all the facts are out there and they're still probably going back and forth. I mean, they were literally accused. Maybe do these accusers even exist? Well, you got one. You know, it's documented. It's official. She's gone public. And that, to me, is, you know, I remember the guy who held the press conference who I told you he was like the CEO of the African-American Coaches Association. And he had that press conference saying, this needs to stop or we're going to release the evidence saying that, showing that it's not true. I mean, where is that guy now? Where is he, you know, showing all the evidence saying that this is not true? He's not. He can't. There's nothing he could have done to stop Busby or these accusers from coming out. I mean, you even have a situation in Ashley Solis who was encouraged not to come out by the attorney when she
went. Backlash.
And he said, it's because I knew people would react this way. Mm-hmm. So this is.
So some of the questions being thrown at us, do you think Watson's going to have to register as a sex offender when this is all said and
done? If it's criminal, yes.
I mean, if it's criminal, yes. That's the bigger thing.
If he's guilty, yes.
But it only as it relates to criminal. And right now there's only one potentially criminal case. Now here's someone that's actually texted the show before and said, I think, we'll skip the spelling and everything else, I think Watson is guilty of some of this. But I'm going to call BS on what Joel just said. San Antonio woman is sexually assaulted. Under no circumstances she ever go back to that situation. Again, I'm sure he is guilty on some of this. I also believe people are jumping on the bandwagon. Right, but that's what I'm saying all along, too. It only takes one. It doesn't matter how, of the 22, how many are bandwagon jumping with other ideas of what they're trying to get out of it, and how many are legitimate victims that feel the scorn and the pain of having gone through this. But all it takes is the one.
Yeah, well, he's saying guilty of some of this. Well, if he's guilty of some of this in your mind, then he's guilty. It doesn't matter if the other 13 or 14 or 15 of those 22 were liars and 7 of them were telling the truth at that point. So that's probably where it's going to come back and really haunt him. I don't know how do you approach the situation if you're Rusty. He's obviously been in a situation like that before. I don't know how you approach the situation if he's your agent. Sponsors are going to be looking at this situation. Any deals he has outside the Houston Texans, if it goes criminal, I would imagine the Texans might be trying to avoid that multi-year massive contract that he was awarded and signed not too long ago. There's going to be a lot of moving parts in this situation. It's not going to be... He gets paid either way. I don't know. If it goes criminal, I don't know if he gets paid.
And the person that sent that long one said, what I'm really saying is, if it was that, if she was that traumatized, why would she continue to go back and give him massages? Now, I don't know if Ms. Solis multiple times.
I don't either. But look.
As I highlighted earlier, too, if you are worried about your business and you are worried about, look, the same way Deshaun can, through word of mouth and otherwise, get other people to come to you and build up your business, Deshaun can also poop all over your business and basically bankrupt you.
Yeah,
Deshaun Watson, with his credit, with his stature, if he comes out and goes, "She's garbage. I can't stay. I couldn't have had a worse experience." Guess what? It could ruin her business. So that's why I said, unless you're in the situation, you don't know all the different things that are all the emotions running through someone's head in dealing with a situation like this.
Here's what I'll add to that situation, because I did a little Twitter space on Twitter, and I had people kind of give me their take. And Crystal, with a K, who joins the Twitch quite a bit, said, if you ever put me in that situation, I'm fighting myself out of it. And it wasn't the only girl that told me something like that before. So some women are like, no, what? I'm not freezing, and I'm going to get myself out of that situation. So there's no way I'm going back to a guy like Deshaun Watson if that even happened once. Not only would I cut it short, not only would I cut it right when it happened, I will never see him again. So some women will actually say that. I've heard women say that. Others, I think there might be a small possibility that they freeze. In regards to like what you were just saying, what you were just saying about Deshaun, what were you just saying
in
about?
In terms of credibility. And he
could, oh, the credibility
he could either
build business?
It up, the business, he or he could break
petty.
It down.
He would look kind of petty if he did that, number one. But I can see him ruining the business by word of mouth at the same time.
You're talking are pretty petty.
You're
We've
right,
seen that.
But you're also she's also a female massage therapist that could easily ruin your life by falsely accusing you. You get what I'm saying? Like, maybe he could ruin a business. Don't get it twisted. If he's really that good guy, and there was if he really wasn't going around to all these massage therapists and having people accuse him of doing all this, maybe he could get away with ruining your business, because at that point his credibility wasn't shot. It would be super petty if that's the case, because if you don't like a massage therapist, why ruin their business? Just move the hell on. Like, that's so lame.
Well, because I
get
think
another
he,
massage
but,
therapist.
But Nick, I also
in Deshaun's
think,
case, he has no problem getting
right,
another
but
massage
I think
therapist.
A lot of it is ego, too. Again, a lot of these players come with this massive ego of saying, it should be me. It should be, you know what? You should want to do these kind of things because it's me. And,
right.
And there's no way that, you know, it should be, you should
I'm
be
Deshaun,
able to just turn
I'm
and walk
star.
Away. Right, I'm Deshaun Watson. You need me. You know, you want me, you need me, because I can help you or I can hurt you. And that's the kind of invincibility that we see with a lot of athletes. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm not going to be in complete denial and be naive enough to tell you guys, nah, it doesn't exist. It's there every day.
No, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Part of the reason why they're good at what they do, Nick, on the field is because they believe they're better than everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, it's so true, and that happens at the NBA level, NFL
yep.
level. It
All
happens,
athletes.
Oh, it happens a lot. It happens quite a bit.
No doubt. All right, we'll continue to roll through some good text coming in, as well as a lot of the dialogue on Twitch and Twitter. So we're going to be there for all of that, as well as lots of other things. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about New Brakes. That's NUBRAKES, newbrakes.com. Look, why would you want to go to a brake shop and sit there for hours on end watching bad television that they put on in their waiting room, sitting on card table chairs, waiting for your car to get brakes done, when I can tell you that New Brakes will come to you? They're technicians certified to do exactly what they're going to do. It's not anything other than brakes. They're not going to change your carburetor. They're not going to want to change your oil. They're not going to tell you there's something wrong with your axles or something like that. You know what they're going to do? They're going to fix your brakes. And you know what? They do it at a level that's comparable with everybody else at the brake shops you have to go to. The best part of this is they come to you. They're in your own driveway. They're in your garage. They're doing it while you sit on the couch and watch sports, or you're in the lawn, doing your lawn, or in the backyard, or doing whatever you do. They come to you. You are multitasking, doing other things, avoiding sitting in waiting rooms, watching bad television, drinking cold coffee. And the work that they're going to do, the level of their expertise, and the quality of the products they use, just the same as going to any other brake shop in town, but the results are going to be better because they do quality work. Check them out today, nubrakes.com. You're going to be absolutely ecstatic when you find out that they're coming to you to do great work. And if you mention ESPN 97.5, 10% discount. Check them out today, nubrakes.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
I replay the incident over and over in my head as if I'm trying to wake up from some horrible nightmare. Only that nightmare is real. I blame myself at times, which is insane. Society has groomed women to believe that it's their fault when they're harassed or assaulted. As if somehow we asked for it, or as if somehow we could have prevented it. I can no longer practice the profession that I love the most without shaking during session. My hands shake whenever I place them on a client, and I've had to cut the session short.
So that's more from Ashley Solis, the first victim that's actually put a face and a name with their case, civil case as it stands right now. Evidently, Jane Doe number one case is hers.
Yes. As
the press conference happened today at noon for Tony Busby and Ashley Solis. I really think in some of the comments that are out here, Largo makes a great point. I've seen situations where a boss assaults or harasses their employees. The employee still goes back to work because they need the job. It doesn't mean it didn't happen because they went back to work. It means that, again, they're trying to, in their mind, as they digest and rationalize everything that's going on, right, realize
of course
that it's just like,
that happens
one,
in
she
our
fears
industry
for her safety if she's in the room with just him. She fears for what's going to happen to her business and her profession if he decides that he's going to ruin her because of a bad experience. And then there's the whole physicality and what happened and the mental anguish and everything as she keeps reliving that. So there's a lot of different things. Now, I also have it on very good account that the Texans actually have 10 to 12 massage therapists available to all players at the stadium. He shouldn't have had to go outside of those.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I mean, yeah, I mean, look.
It's what I've said all along,
yeah,
depending
the
on the professional
ridiculous
teams. If you want to act out a fantasy and do role play, well, then work it out with your side piece or your
girlfriend.
You had a girlfriend, and if you're not comfortable bringing it up to her, then why are you comfortable actually doing it to licensed massage therapists, thinking that that's okay?
It's unreal. I don't know what his thought process is, but it definitely is a weird one. Bob, he's on the press box. He wants to talk about this Deshaun Watson situation. Bob, you're on the press box. Go.
Sports, gentlemen.
Wrong show, Bob.
I'm really not going to speculate on any of the situation with Deshaun. I'm not even a Houston fan. But I'll say this. Any man in the country right now who's listening to this can say they wouldn't want to be in Deshaun's shoes. And if they're innocent, they wouldn't be proven so, because just like y'all were speaking about earlier, that her career, her job could be ruined. Well, this is a man who also has not money on the line for himself, but probably generations to come. And he probably understands the gravity of what this could cost because of what the Me Too movement and all those things going on. And the flip point to that, I would say, if everything happened the way she says it happened, I encourage her to take it to court, to criminal prosecute, to do everything possible to take another predator off the streets. But at the same time, innocent till proven guilty. I'm not going to ever try and make an emotionally charged decision, unlike Twitter does, unlike social media in general does. Let the system play it out. Let all the evidence come forward as it's supposed to. And if it proves Deshaun is guilty, she should be absolutely compensated, and justice should be served accurately. And if Deshaun is innocent and all these claims are found to be false, or all of a sudden they don't want to hit the witness stand, or a settlement is done, then we need to lay off Deshaun and say he needs to have the same he needs to have his character restored in the public media like any other person should. And with that, I'll let y'all guys go.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Look, here's the thing, Nick. The one thing that kind of stuck out too in what Bob was saying is compensated. Now, according to Busby, everybody wants $500. That's it. They're not looking for a cash payday. They're
so
not
you're telling me if he settled, he could have just erased this whole nightmare behind him?
I don't know.
It just would have been.
That, remember, that was one of the things Busby had said previously.
He did.
Right? So I don't know if all the victims feel the same way as their attorney does, and they're all on board with that, but that was brought up early on in the proceedings. So I'm totally hearing, Bob, that, look, everyone is innocent until proven guilty. I get that. But here's the thing. Like I keep saying, if we say that it only takes one, with each mounting case, and here's the thing that I know, there are other victims out there that have not acquired the services of Tony Busby, that have other legal counsel that are considering doing the same thing. If there's no comparisons between the cases before they're filed and the details are the same and the situations are similar in terms of no sheet, towel, touched him with his unit.
Very consistent.
Thrusted this, you know, secretion here.
Yeah.
Don't do this. NDAs, all these other things. That's the thing that's so troublesome, too. I understand what you're saying about innocent until proven guilty, but look, for everything that we've seen filed in the courts, these legal documents are step-by-step. With each case, you can see similarities, same patterns, same actions, and that's where it also starts to go, wow, this dude's got a problem. This dude's doing the same thing to all these multitude of women. I think Nick brought up a phenomenal point a week or so ago when he said, here's the other thing, which is kind of hard to fathom for just Joe Blow. As we were sitting here thinking about it, at first I was like, no. And then I thought, you know what? Nick's probably got a really good point. It seems to me, and with every, we just do a count. There's 22 civils. There's one possibly legal. There's 18 more that Rusty Harden brings to the table with positive experiences. Now we're almost at 50. Nick was going to almost 100. When you start thinking about the fact that this was such a thing with this guy, whether innocent or guilty, when you start going to 100 different massage therapists, I just told you the Texans have 10 to 12 standing by at the waiting for their players.
Well, I remember what I was saying specifically. I would be shocked if it's less than 100 massage therapists. To be not right. Shocked, I'd be kind of surprised, to be honest with you. But what I was saying was, going back to his days at Clemson, has he been or slept with at least 100 women? And I said, I think it's far past that, because you're looking at, like you just said, 40 or 50 women just in the past year or year or two. And we don't even know if any of these 40 women or so, are from the Texans camp, from the 12 that they got employed, apparently. There's 10 or 12, according to your source, I believe, right? Is that what you just said? So if there's 10 or 12 massage therapists employed by the Texans at all times, and none of them are of the 40 or 50 that you just mentioned, that looks even worse. That's why I feel like his number is naturally high.
But, Nick, here's the other thing. Let's go to the Whole Foods analogy, okay? If you go to Whole Foods when they used to do these massages by the minute or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And the first one you go to didn't really do a good job. And you're like, I don't know that I even should have paid for that, because you know what? My shoulder's still sore. I don't feel like I got anything out of it. But you go back a couple more times, and all of a sudden, you find the one that hits the right spots to free up the pain, that gives you more flexibility. And you go, you know what? That's who I'm going to from now on. Once you find the massage therapist that does, if you are truly doing it for medical and muscle-related purposes,
right,
you're not going to 100, 150. The minute you get the one or two that know exactly how to do what you need them to do so that you feel comfort again, that's who you stick with. You don't need to go to 100.
You don't. You might have one massage therapist that maybe does your legs better a little bit more than your back, or one massage therapist that's really good when he or she massages your shoulder. That's when I can see, to a certain extent, and maybe not that many, where you can have multiple massage therapists. The numbers that we're talking about with Deshaun is absolutely insane. And I'll add this. If he just went to Whole Foods and went to the dollar a minute massage place that I went to, he wouldn't be in this situation. Just letting you know.
Because you can't say, I just want a towel, not a sheet. No, you don't even get that option.
You're just right there in the public. All you see is like a little tent. And if he did anything, the entire grocery store would have known. So he'd be at NRG right now working out. If it wasn't for the fact that if he just used Whole Food, his life would have been completely different.
So there's so many different things that we have questions about. Are they really seeking just $500? And, you know, why did you need 100 or so? And with the team, as I keep reiterating to you guys, having been in a team situation, knowing it's smaller numbers in basketball because the rosters aren't as big, but you have so many at your beck and call if it's truly massages for muscle-related purposes. But if it's truly just trying to get yourself off and please yourself yeah. sexually, just I don't know, man.
I was kidding about the Whole Foods things, guys. I was just kidding.
Oh, you have to be. It's closed now, right? They don't do it anymore.
Everybody's like, really? Whole Foods does massages? Not anymore.
But see, they're all heading down there right now, and now they got to stop. Hey, we only speak from experience around here. That's all I know.
It wasn't a bad massage. I'm just going to stick to it. I don't care what the haters say. It was a good massage. And I'm telling you, he wouldn't have been able to
It was in a chair, not on a table, right?
It was on a chair. He likes a table. That's right. With the towel and everything.
Yeah, so he can do the pelvic thrust.
He can't. Yeah. You can't do that at the Whole Foods massage spot. That's true. It's unfortunate. Sorry. That's probably why. Yeah, I get it now.
See?
Makes more sense.
There you have it. All right, 1 hour in the book, still 2 hours to go. Lots more to get to. Maybe want to get to a little bit of more of that national championship game last night, or a little Astros, or the Rockets, if you wish. There's plenty more things to get to as we have 2 hours of time to do it. So, therefore, let's get it going, keep it moving, and roll into the second hour next. It's the Press Box, ESPN.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry. IQ Bar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling yuzu mango IQ Mix hydration mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's IQBAR.com, promo code KELLER20.